Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
It's 9 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill here weekday morning, 6 till 8. Glad to have you with us on the Faith Radio Network. If there was a local chapter in your community of the nonprofit group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, how would you embrace that? Have you ever sat down and spoken with somebody from the Freedom From Religion Foundation? And can we embrace the Freedom From Religion Foundation with an open mind, thinking that we can all get along and have a seat at the table, and we won't infringe on their liberties, they won't infringe upon ours? Are those correct assumptions? Sam Rohr heads up the American Pastors Network. As I said earlier, he's convening conferences and gatherings of Christian church pastors from around the country, talking about this and other big issues of our time, some of the challenges that the church faces as our culture goes through major, major shifts and major changes. We welcome him back to our program. Sam Rohr, good to talk to you.
Austin, it's great to be back with you, as always.
You've got some experience with the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I know. What do you make of this?
Well, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I'm looking at an article that was just written about us from People for the American Way, the organization out there, even the ACLU on Times, the Americans for United for Separation of Church and State. These different front entities that are there are legally challenging, or trying to challenge in law, let's put it that way, any vestige, anything that remains within our culture that reflects our founding, our any connection to a Judeo worldview, trying to purge, and they've been pretty effective. When if you go back and you think about it, I mean, the Ten Commandments out of schools, the prayer out of schools, the number of crosses, for instance, that entities have had on their lawn or as a part of it, which is happening up here now in Pennsylvania, we can talk about. But these groups challenge anything that has anything to do with God or morality or the Bible or Jesus Christ, the very fundamental underpinnings of who and what we are. And they have had far too much sway in our culture, right? And I think we found that there are far too many people, many pastors included in the pulpit, who are afraid of their belligerent ways. In some cases, they have been successful, but in many cases, increasingly, they are not being successful, but they can intimidate. We, as God's people and the Christian people, just need to understand that what these things are, what these entities are attempts to root out the last foundational concepts that hold us to our linkages to our biblical underpinnings, which were there at the founding of our nation, and if fully eradicated, will guarantee God's judgment on us in an increasing way, will not endear God to this nation. So we are in a fight. It's an ideological fight between right and wrong, good and bad. It's from the beginning of time. In our time, it tends to be reflected by the efforts of a lot of these types of groups, and they're very active, unfortunately.
They are indeed. Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. When you speak to a pastor who, say, maybe lives in a community where one of these nonprofit groups, like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, they perhaps in the local community are filing a lawsuit against the city government or the county or the state or what have you to have a cross removed from public property, one of these kinds of things that we've seen proliferate over and over again over the last couple of decades or so. When you talk to a pastor in a local community where that's going on, are pastors even trying to engage in the discussion about that, or are they in most cases uncertain what to do and recognizing that you almost have to be a lawyer to get involved in those kinds of things, and are they just staying out of it? What's the common stance that you see?
I think that's a great, great question, because I think it runs the gamut somewhat. By and large, pastors do not see in a general sense, they do not see that it falls within their purview or their requirements or duties as a minister of God in the pulpit, a preacher of God. They don't really perceive that it, in most cases, that that is something that they should take up the charge against. We are finding and found that, you know, many, and I would say, well, I'll put it in that category, most pastors would view that their area of influence exists within the walls of their church and extends beyond the walls of their church, only to the extent that it perhaps has involved the taking of the gospel as missionaries around the world. But they don't view the application of biblical truth and the preaching of God's word in application to the issues that are alive and vibrant outside the walls of the church. They're not there yet. And that's part of the reason why we're doing the conference that we're doing, to try and connect these things together so pastors understand that that God's word applies to all issues of life. George Barna just recently did a survey and found 92% of pastors in the pulpit believe and attest to the fact that they believe that that God's word, the Bible, speaks to all issues of life, all issues of life, inside the church, outside the church. However, when asked how many of you are actually preaching and applying God's word and commands and principles to the issues outside the walls of the church, it dropped to 7%.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the problem. And that's why many are not engaging, but those who do understand are rising up. And that's why we as a pastor's network have been trying to do that, and we, in this case here in Pennsylvania, there's one going on now by this group and challenging a local county to take the cross off of their local seal, which has been in effect for just about 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we stood as a group of pastors and said, this is in fact something that should be called attention to. We sent out a press release. I did interviews. The people in the area just responded overwhelmingly and said, thank you for bringing it to our attention. We didn't even know it. This is something that the pastors need to stand up and speak about. And fortunately, in this case, I'll just say here, the county commissioners just 2 days ago voted overwhelmingly 9-0 that they would not yield to the pressure of this group. So it does have an effect.
Indeed it does. Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network on our guest line. Sam, stand by. We'll continue in a moment. We're talking about Sam, talking about some of the big issues of our time and engaging Christian church pastors in those discussions. He actually heads up a series of what are called the U-Turn conferences. We'll talk more with Sam Rohr in just a moment. 16 past the hour, it's the Faith Radio Network that you're listening to. It's now 18 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill. Great to be with you weekday morning, 6 till 8 Central Time. Sam Rohr is a man who heads up the American Pastors Network. He is a leader in his church. He has been a business owner. He's been a lawmaker, actually. He was an elected official for a number of years, serving in his home state of Pennsylvania. He now runs this nonprofit group called the American Pastors Network, convening U-Turn conferences around the country, engaging church pastors in the conversations about the big issues of our time. Sam, I love the things that you say and do. I love asking questions and listening to your responses, and you make it easy. I agree with you so much on so many things. I also recognize, and I want to say this respectfully, that there are a good many Christians, pastors and parishioners alike, who would probably maybe sit in a room and listen to what you have to say or listen to what I have to say, and they vehemently disagree that Christians should even be engaged in these issues of culture and public policy. You alluded earlier to the fact that Christians and pastors often think in terms of cultural engagement being something that only happens in another part of the world. That's foreign missions kind of stuff. We don't need to engage our own culture here. There seems to be this assumption that the United States of America always has been hospitable to Christians and to the church, and it always will be, and will always be safe and relatively stable and secure. We don't have to worry about how our society is structured. We just need to go evangelize other societies. How do you get over that hurdle with Christians who say, Sam Rohr, this is crazy. You shouldn't be doing this.
Well, you know, one of the things I find on that, and answer the question directly, and that I believe is a very prevalent thought. at our U-turn conference we had here in Pennsylvania, which was extraordinarily, I would say, biblically successful from the standpoint of pastors walking away, sending back comments, they're saying, for the first time, I got it. I understood now what it's all about. We laid out these things, and I believe in this one case, answering what you're talking about there, where the preaching of the gospel and the adherence to the Great Commission, which most pastors who have a Bible in their hand would say, this is what we're trying to do. In many cases, they may be doing a good job on that. Don't take the other part of it, is that the Great Commission really is a command to go and make disciples, teaching them to observe and do all that I have commanded you. That's what Christ said. All that I have commanded you is the whole counsel of God. It is the application of biblical truth and commandment across the spectrum of life, because we do not live in a one slice of life. We are Christians that are put where we are as ambassadors of Christ for all areas of life into which we go. The discipleship part is the part that really awoke pastors this last week to the concept of saying, wait a minute, yeah, we can measure evangelism, because I can say I got 20 missionaries on the field, we're supporting 200 or that kind of thing, but am I measuring, or can I demonstrate measuring discipleship? And what does that look like? I mean, how much light are my people in my congregation exhibiting? How much salt are they having an impact on? And how do you know that? And am I even preaching that? And that is the distinction, I think, Austin, what you're talking about here. It's not just getting a person saved. It's discipling them to live and act, talk, walk, and in every way function and think like an ambassador of Jesus Christ. And that means across the spectrum of life, which means, of course, obviously, the family. Obviously, it means personal conduct as an individual. Obviously, it means within the walls of the church, but it also, of necessity, means outside the walls of the church in the realm that we call civil government. If we take and deny that realm, we are isolating ourselves and say we must act as a Christian only within my settings of the walls of my home. That's not possible. Not God never established. So I think it's that distinction. Get them saved, clearly, but that's only the first step. Discipleship. Preaching the whole counsel of God, applying these biblical principles to life outside the walls of the church. That is everything about what being a Christian is, and that is what many pastors are confused about. But when they hear it in the right context, as many of these folks said this last week, for the first time, it's put it all together for me. My life, my ministry has been transformed. I don't know how many testimonies I've had from pastors this week, Austin, who said, my ministry has been transformed because of today, because I see these pieces put together.
Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network. He is convening a series of what are referred to as the U-turn conferences that are happening around the country. I know you just wrapped up one in your home state of Pennsylvania. There are more coming. Where do we find you online? What website do we go to get more info if we'd like about the U-turn conferences, Sam?
There'll be two sites. AmericanPastorsNetwork.net is our home site. AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and then we have a site called UTurnConference.org. Now these two link together, and we will be putting on our U-turn conference site and our American Pastors Network site upcoming events when we are scheduled. There's none on there right now. We're putting things together now, and that's going to be laid out here in the balance of this year. But stay tuned; we will have them there.
Looking forward to it. Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network. Sam, thanks for jumping in again this morning. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for what you do, and travel safe. We'll look forward to speaking again very soon.
Thank you, Austin. God bless you as well.
Good to be with you. 24 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Breakpoint on the way in moments. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.